All right, so ready to dive into a little slice of paradise today because we are talking all things Kauai expert speaker.
All right.
You ready to dig into these articles with me and like help our listeners plan their dream trip?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, Kauai, it's like the definition of dream trip, right?
Yeah.
Lush green valleys, those incredible cliffs, beaches that belong on postcards. Sign me up.
Right. And we're going to unearth all the like insider tips from this stack of articles I've got right here. But first things first, when we're talking about planning a trip, especially to a place like Hawaii, the big question is always time. How long should someone actually plan to spend on Kauai?
Yeah, it's tempting to try to do it all, right? Like island hop, see as much as possible. But one thing that really stood out to me in these articles is that Kauai, it kind of deserves a slower pace. You know what I mean?
It's about savoring it.
Exactly. There's one article that compares it to Maui, and I thought this was a really good point. In Maui, you might be bouncing around from beach to beach. Maybe you squeeze in a luau-y, you do a sunrise hike up a volcano. But in Kauai, it's more about like really immersing yourself. You know, hiking the Nepali coast, it's not just like a quick stop on your itinerary. It's a full day experience.
You're making me want to book a trip right now.
Right.
So if someone is working with limited vacation time, what would you say, like, what's a realistic time frame to get a true taste of Kauai?
Honestly, a week is ideal if you can swing it. You know, that gives you enough time to hit those highlights, explore both the north and south shores, maybe even uncover a hidden gem or two along the way.
Okay, so we're talking quality over quantity, really soaking in those island vibes.
Yeah.
But I do have to ask, because I know a lot of people try to squeeze a lot in. Is there any way to do Kauai justice, let's say, on a long weekend?
You know, you could potentially do a jam-packed long weekend, but you'd have to be very strategic. Probably pick one area to focus on and, you know, except that you're not going to see it all. But honestly, even just a few days in Kauai is better than no days in Kauai.
I like that energy.
Yeah.
All right. So we've established less is definitely not more when it comes to Kauai. We're talking quality over quantity.
Mm-hmm.
But once you've figured out how long you're going for, there's another big decision to make: rental car or no rental car.
Oh, here we go.
These articles did not hold back.
Yeah.
The consensus seems pretty clear. Rent a car.
Yeah, they're not wrong. It's not even just about convenience. It's about freedom. Mm-hmm. Being able to pull over at a secluded beach that catches your eye, you know, detour to a roadside fruit stand, chase those epic sunset views. Like, that's where the magic happens. And one article even mentioned that some of the best viewpoints, you can only reach them by these like bumpy, unmarked roads. So yeah, having your own wheels is kind of essential.
Okay, I'm sold freedom to chase those hidden gems it is. But let's say, hypothetically, someone was trying to do Kauai on a super tight budget. Are we talking workarounds or is it a serious case of FOMO if you skip the rental car?
It's tricky. You know, one article mentioned the public bus system does run between the major towns, but service is limited. You're tied to their schedule and you'll definitely miss out on those spontaneous adventures that make Kauai so special.
Okay, so for those spontaneous adventures, you pretty much need the car.
Mm-hmm.
Got it. But speaking of adventures, we've got to talk about the North Shore versus South Shore debate. The articles definitely have their favorites. I'm curious to hear your take. What's the vibe of each region and how can our listener figure out which one like calls to them?
You know, it's funny you say that because each side of the island really does have its own distinct personality. It's kind of cool. The North Shore, it's like that friend who's always up for an adventure, a little wild at heart, you know, maybe with a little mud on their boots. Think like rugged cliffs plunging into that turquoise water, hidden waterfalls tucked away in those like emerald valleys.
Mm.
It's all about nature's grandeur up there.
Okay, so far you've sold me North Shore all the way, but I'm sensing a but coming. Is there a but?
There might be a tiny but. So the North Shore's beauty, it does come with the price tag on accommodations, might be a little higher. But also, I'm talking about those roads. They're narrow, they're winding, sometimes even a little treacherous. So you got to be a confident driver, okay, with the occasional one-lane bridge and, you know, having to back up to let locals pass. It's not for the faint of heart.
Okay, so it's like the North Shore is kind of testing your adventurous spirit, making sure you're really ready to embrace it. I love that. What about the South Shore then? What kind of personality are we giving the South Shore?
The South Shore is like that friend who's always down for a good time, but they also know how to relax and soak up the sun. It's classic Hawaiian beaches, you know, golden sand, gentle waves, perfect for swimming, snorkeling, maybe trying to surf a little. You've got resorts, beachside restaurants, those postcard-worthy sunsets. It's quintessential Kauai, but like without being too sleepy.
Best of both worlds. So it sounds like you got the best of both worlds there. But for someone who is looking for those off-the-beaten-path experiences, will they find that on the South Shore, or is it mostly, you know, resort vibes?
You can definitely find it. It's true that the South Shore is a bit more developed, but it's got its fair share of hidden gems. One article suggested this place called Mahalapu Heritage Cliff Trail, incredible ocean views, and you get a little glimpse into the island's history. And honestly, don't underestimate those smaller beaches tucked away between the resorts. They can be surprisingly secluded, and the snorkeling there is often fantastic.
Okay, see, these are those insider tips that we're looking for, those little hidden gems. Love it.
Yeah.
So we've talked about the vibes, but what about those must-do experiences for each region? You know, if you only have limited time on Kauai, what should be at the top of your list?
Well, on the North Shore, it's got to be the Napali Coast. I mean, this stretch of coastline, it's what dreams are made of. Towering emerald cliffs, hidden sea caves, waterfalls cascading right into the ocean. It's no wonder it's one of the most photographed places on Earth.
Okay, you've convinced me I need to see this Napali Coast for myself.
Mm.
What's the best way to experience it?
You've got options. Hiking the Kalala Trail is definitely a bucket list experience for a lot of people. It's challenging, though, I'm not going to lie. 11-mile trek. But the views are out of this world. Just make sure you book your permits well in advance, especially if you want to camp along the trail.
Permits. Got it. Mm-hmm. So that's for like the serious hikers out there.
Yeah.
What about if you're not, you know, an experienced hiker? You still get a taste of the Napali Coast magic?
Totally. You can hike a portion of the trail, like maybe the first 2 miles to Hanakapi'i Falls. Or if hiking's just not your thing, you can always experience the coast by boat or even helicopter. Tons of tour operators offer a variety of options, so you can find one that fits your adventure level and your budget.
Okay, so you've got options for every type of traveler.
Mm-hmm.
I like it. Now, I know we're talking must-dos, but are there any hidden gems for Kauai? Like those lesser-known spots that really make you feel like you stumbled upon something special? Hidden gems, you say? Okay, spill the beans. What treasures did these articles unearth?
Oh, there's one that comes to mind, this place called Polyhale State Park. It's on the westernmost tip of the island. And picture this, miles of secluded beach backed by these towering sand dunes. And the best part, you need four-wheel drive to get there.
Okay, that's how you keep the crowds away.
Exactly. It's like you have this little slice of paradise all to yourself.
Yeah.
One article talked about like setting up camp right on the sand, watching the sunset over the Pacific. It just sounds magical.
Sounds like something out of a dream. Okay, so we've got these amazing adventures. We're picturing those sunsets. But let's bring it back down to earth for a second. Talk logistics. What are those like little details that can really make or break a trip? Any must-knows from the articles?
Oh, yeah. Packing smart is key. You're in the tropics. So lightweight, breathable clothing is your best friend.
Makes sense.
But here's the thing. Don't forget a light rain jacket. Those quick little showers are part of Kauai's charm.
Good to know. So we're prepared for sunshine and showers. What about other essentials?
Reef-safe sunscreen is non-negotiable.
Good for your skin, good for the ocean. Got it.
Exactly. And one article suggested bringing a dry bag, you know, for keeping your belongings safe during boat trips. Hikes to waterfalls, always a good idea.
Smart move. What about shoes? Are we talking hiking boots, flip-flops? What's the footwear situation?
Honestly, a good pair of water shoes will be your best friend. You can wear them on those rocky shores for exploring those hidden swimming halls. Super versatile.
Love it. Okay, so we've covered beaches, adventures, practical tips. But what about the cultural side of Kauai? Do the articles mention anything about how to experience the island's vibrant culture?
Absolutely. One article raved about this thing called Hanapepe Art Night. It happens every Friday evening, and it's supposed to be amazing.
What goes down at Hanapepe Art Night?
So you've got local artists showcasing their work, live music food stalls. It's a chance to really mingle with the locals and soak up that creative energy.
I love that, and I'm always down for some good food. Did the articles mention any must-try dishes?
Oh, yeah, you gotta try poi. It's a traditional Hawaiian staple made from taro root. Also, lolau, that's like pork or fish wrapped in tea leaves and steamed. And of course, you can't go wrong with some fresh-caught fish.
My mouth is watering. All right, so beaches, adventures, culture, yeah. Practical tips. I feel like we've covered it all.
Yeah.
Any final words of wisdom for our listener before we send them off on their Kauai adventure?
You know, more than anything, come with an open mind and a sense of adventure. Kauai has a way of surprising you, revealing its secrets when you least expect it. So be present in each moment and let the island's magic work its wonders.
Beautifully said. Okay, listener, I hope you're feeling inspired and ready to ditch those spreadsheets for some serious island time. Pack your sense of adventure. Don't forget that reef-safe sunscreen and get ready to experience the magic of Kauai firsthand. Mahalo for joining us on this deep dive. And until next time, happy travels.